Ahoy, mateys! Me name is Pinkbeard, captain of the SS Timberlake, and as fearless a scallywag to ever sail the seven seas. I claim the head of the shark who took me aye, so I might hang him on me wall. I drank the blood of the Commodore who once dared put me in shackles, and I set aflame an entire village just for the pleasure to see her burn. Oh, and one more thing. I love Wayner. I do, so sue me. Can't help it. Born with it. I've not yet mastered the courage to share me secret with me shipmates, but for the love of Poseidon, you'd think they might take a hint over the years. I mean, who else on the ship wears so much Kenneth Cole? Who is the scallywag that wraps everyone's gifts at Christmas? Not Scully, I'll tell you that. I wax me chest. I have all of Madonna's CDs. I voted for Carrie. It was me who invented the game, Show Me Your Crank. I refuse to go to a barber shop. And I love wearing lingerie to the mess hall where I do butt tricks with vegetables and sing show tunes while gargling hollandaise sauce. I mean, what's a pirate have to do for someone to notice he's a bit fruity? What do they want from me? For me to come out and tell people? Yeah, right. I'm a pirate, lads. I wish I could take the easy way out by slapping on a white collar, hiding behind the word of God, and chasing impressionable 12-year-old boys around the candelabra. But the pirate life is not such an easy road, arg. No, I have scallywags to answer to. One wrong word to the wrong buccaneer, well, it could send me straight for the galley. If only me could find a matey who were rocking upon the same boat, if and you know what I mean. But Pinkbeard can assume nothing. Even the most blatant attempts at homo romance, I must overlook.
Captain Pinkbeard.
Oh, hey, big dick. What you doing? Want to come in and play bongo?
No, thank you, sir. I'd rather join the military, Cap'n. Less punishment for those who want out. Oh, and you can call me Richard, sir.
I would, but I prefer Big Dick.
Then Big Dick it be for you, Cap'n.
I wish.
What, Cap'n?
Oh, nothing. So what is it that be you be, what is it that be bringing the roughest and strongest pirate in me clan to visit at such an hour?
I just need, well, I need someone to talk to, sir. It get a mite lonely, this sea life, Captain.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Can I offer you a Cosmo?
No, Captain. You see, Captain, a man's not always what he appears, sir. Sure, I be a giant in size. More than once have I crushed the skull of a man with me one hand. And I, the whores they fancy me, sings that I can swab the deck without need of broomstick, nor a need of a bend at the waist or knee.
Oh, my. Is it getting hot in here, or is it just me?
What I be trying to tell you, sir, is, well, it's this, sir.
Love, soft as an easy chair. Love, fresh as the morning air.
Are you saying what I think you be saying there, Big Dick?
I don't know, Cap'n. How you be taking it?
Would you come out and say it blunt-like if an I were to tell you someone near to you at this very moment would be willing to shiver your timber?
Near, far, wherever you are.
Richard, say it to me plainly. Do you be looking for someone to man your vessel?
Too long ago, too long apart, I couldn't wait another day for the captain of my heart.
Your singing voice be intoxicating, boy. But I wish you'd stop beating around the bush, son, and tell me straight. Do you need help baiting your hook, lad?
I need a hero. I'm holding up for a hero till the end of the night.
Damn it, Dick. Hit me with it. Right between me patch and me eye. Should I be pointing me mouth compass southward?
Don't want no more of the crying game. Don't want no more of the crying game.
I'm just gonna say it, Big Dick. Do you love Wiener too?
Aye, Captain.
Alas, a gabber's dog who be lapping at the bone.
So me not headed for the noose, Captain?
The noose? Oh, I suspect you'll be tied up, you scallywag, but not by your neck. Hard.
Oh, thank you, sir.
No, thank you. Now go grab your effects, you scoundrel. Meet me in 15 minutes where you stand.
Aye, Captain. Be right back, Captain.
Well, if and that don't beat all, huh, Polly? And of all people, Big Dick. Why, it should be shocking as when we learned that the daughter of Dick Cheney be a rug muncher. Only it'd be better. Young Richard be the stud of the ship. And how about that singing voice, Polly? He be a dead ringer for Jim Neighbors if I've ever heard one. Oh, Polly, it'd be like aching for water in the desert and being rescued by a sparklets truck. It'd be like someone opening a Ruth's Chris in Ethiopia or a blind man regaining his sight at a Thunder from Down Under show. It'd be a dream come true, Polly. Polly wants a cracker. Of course you do, Polly. Have my Wheatables. It'd be time to celebrate, you silly bird.
Captain.
Oh, hey, Richard. Back so soon? Haven't had time to do me hair.
Aye, Captain. Scully and I were so pleased with your liberal way of thinking, sir. We've set to elope this evening.
Scully?
Aye, Captain. Sea fags we be. Lovers kept under cover, sir. Your approval, it be like honey dripped in our ears, Captain. Isn't that right, Scully?
Oh, Captain, you'll be a great man, sir. Many a night, Richie and I have oft discussed how we wish you be being swinging our way, sir. But it be a fool's wish to be certain.
We be shoving off now, Captain. Scully and I, we're going to follow Elton John around the world. It be a lifelong dream of ours, sir.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer. Count the headlights.
Lousy queers.